Media failed to question White House Spocks who called Hunter Biden laptop Russian misinformation in 2020. By Joel B. Polak on March 30, 2022. The White House press corps failed Wednesday for the second day in a row to ask White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield about Hunter Biden's laptop story, now verified by several major media outlets despite her earlier denials. As Breitbart News has previously reported, in October 2020, Bedingfield, serving as deputy campaign manager and communications director for Joe Biden, told reporters that stories about Hunter Biden's laptop were Russian misinformation. She accused President Donald Trump specifically. "I think we need to be very, very clear that what he is doing here is amplifying Russian misinformation." The Biden campaign applauded social media companies like Twitter and Facebook for suppressing stories about the laptop, and even blocking the news outlets that published those stories, though the stories later turned out to be true. Bedingfield appeared Tuesday and Wednesday in place of White House spokesperson Jen Psaki and deputy spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre, who are absent due to positive coronavirus tests. Earlier on Wednesday, The Washington Post reported that it had verified the data on Hunter Biden's laptop and reported that he had shady business deals with Chinese companies, trading on his father's name to earn millions of dollars. These stories were initially reported in October 2020 by The New York Post, Breitbart News, and other outlets, but were suppressed by the establishment media and by big tech companies. Disgraced former CNN president Jeff Zucker dismissed the laptop story at the time as a Breitbart rabbit hole, and CNN's Brian Stelter was among many journalists who applauded the censorship. On Wednesday, CNN finally admitted that the laptop stories were true, following the Washington Post story, which added forensic evidence to the New York Times admission earlier this month, without additional evidence that the stories were true. The Washington Post's own White House correspondent also failed to ask Bedingfield about the Hunter Biden story. Psaki also falsely called the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinfo, citing a letter by 50 former U.S. intelligence officials. She has dodged questions since, though materials on the laptop implicate President Joe Biden and his son's financial dealings. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.